Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time we're talking affordable RF test equipment. And we're going to be specifically focusing on amateur radio. I think that's something all of us who are into the hobby can really get behind.
Oh, absolutely.
Saving a little money and still getting good results.
That's it.
So we started with an article by Kevin McQuiggan.
Right.
He's VE7ZD/KN7Q. And he outlined a more traditional approach to RF test equipment. Good stuff, for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, all that gear is going to set you back about $3,000.
Oh, for sure.
Which is a non-starter for many folks, especially if you're just getting into the hobby.
Yeah, exactly. And Don Westacott,
right,
VE6HQ,
right,
brings up a really good point in response to that. You know, it's not just the initial cost. It's also the cost of ownership.
Oh, that's interesting. Break that down for us a little bit. What do you mean cost of ownership?
Well, for example, how often are you going to use some of this specialized equipment?
Right.
You know, it might just sit on the shelf for most of its life.
Right.
And then there's the obsolescence issue. Trying to find parts and repairs for older equipment can be a real nightmare.
Yeah.
Not to mention calibration.
Right.
So it really adds up.
So is it just a pipe dream then for those of us who aren't, you know, millionaires,
right,
to have good quality RF test equipment?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Dawn actually suggests a whole new approach.
Yeah.
Leveraging modern technology, we can achieve very similar results at a fraction of the cost.
Okay, now you've got my attention. Let's get into it.
Okay, so really it all starts with software-defined radio.
Okay.
Or SDR for short.
Got it.
Essentially, it's a radio that uses software to process the signals.
Okay.
Now, with the right software and just a typical PC, an SDR can actually function as a very, very high quality spectrum analyzer. It can, yeah, rival some of the really expensive standalone units.
Wait a second. So you're telling me my computer can be a spectrum analyzer?
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. So a good example is the SDR Play RS-PDX.
Yeah.
That will set you back about $300 Canadian. And that will cover you from 1 kHz all the way up to 2 GHz.
Wow. That's a huge range.
It is a huge range.
So besides the price difference, how else does that stack up against a traditional spectrum analyzer?
Well, first of all, you've got a much larger display.
Right.
You're using your computer monitor.
Right.
Which you can resize to your liking.
Sure.
You can save the data for later analysis. You can control it remotely.
Oh, wow.
And you can actually use it as your primary or secondary receiver when you're not using it as a spectrum analyzer.
Oh, wow.
So it's a very multifunctional piece of equipment.
So we're getting a lot more bang for our buck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's also another SDR called the Pluto Plus.
Okay.
And that's about $450 Canadian. And that one you can actually program as a spectrum analyzer. You can program it as an RF signal generator or even as a spectrum analyzer with a tracking generator.
Hold on a sec. Now, for those of us who aren't, you know, electrical engineers, what is a tracking generator?
Okay.
And why would I need one?
Good question. A tracking generator is basically a signal generator that follows the frequency of your spectrum analyzer. So you can see how a circuit or a component,
oh, I see,
responds across a range of frequencies.
Got it.
Yeah.
So how did Don actually put these SDRs to work? Like, what did he actually do with them?
Well, he used it for all kinds of things. He analyzed the inner mod of a 70-centimeter amplifier.
Wow.
And he looked at the frequency response of a bandpass filter.
Okay.
Yeah, so he used them for all kinds of practical applications.
So it's more than just theory. This is tried and true.
Absolutely. And really, this is just the beginning. The real magic comes when you combine these SDRs with the processing power of your computer.
Okay, let's talk software then. What kind of software are we using to unlock all this magic?
Okay, well, there's some really good free software out there.
Okay.
Don highlights one called SatSajin. And that's written by Alberto Ferrari's IE1KVL.
Okay.
And this software is packed with features.
Okay.
Including some really unique calibration routines that can compensate for imperfections in your cables and connectors.
Oh, so it's kind of like we're fine-tuning the system to get that really, really professional-grade analysis.
That's right.
Yeah.
But there's a word of caution here, and Don really stresses this. You have to understand what the software is doing and how the different settings affect your results.
Okay.
So he gives a good example where he did a noise source analysis, and just by changing the settings in the software, he got completely different results.
Right. So you can't just blindly trust what the software's spitting out. You got to understand the process.
You got to understand the process.
Yeah.
So now let's move on to another really critical aspect of RF testing, and that's frequency accuracy.
Especially as we get up into the higher bands.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very important up there. And this is where a little piece of technology called the GPS discipline oscillator comes in, or a GPSDO for short.
Okay, a GPSDO.
Yeah. Yeah, and this little device is a game changer for achieving very, very high frequency accuracy.
Okay.
What it does is it locks onto GPS signals.
Oh, wow.
Which are incredibly stable.
So it's almost like having a miniature atomic clock for my radio.
Essentially, yes. Oh, now, Don did an experiment where he was using an SDR both with and without a GPSDO.
Okay.
And the results were amazing.
Okay.
The frequency drift without the GPSDO was quite noticeable, but with the GPSDO connected, it basically vanished.
Oh, wow.
It was really quite remarkable.
Do you have any suggestions as to a good, affordable one that's out there?
Yeah, the Leo Bodnar GPSDO is very popular in the amateur radio community.
Okay.
It's got a very pure signal. Excellent stability.
Oh, great.
In fact, the manufacturer claims that it approaches an accuracy of 1 times 10 to the minus 12.
Wow.
Or 0.000001 parts per million.
Wow. That's some serious accuracy.
That's very accurate.
And what I think is so fascinating is how we can combine all these technologies.
Right.
Don was talking about how you can use a GPSDO with an SDR and some software called Spectrum Lab for really, really precise frequency determination. He even said this is used in the ARRL FMT contest.
That's right.
So we're not just talking about, you know, theoretical stuff.
Yeah, this is real world.
This is the real deal.
Real world stuff.
Okay, so we've covered SDRs, we've covered software, we've covered GPSDOs. What else is in our bag of tricks here for affordable RF testing?
Well, now let's move on to vector network analysis, or VNA.
Okay.
Now, traditionally, VNAs have been incredibly expensive.
Right.
But there's a new kid on the block, and that's the nano VNA.
Ah, the nano VNA. I've heard whispers of this mythical creature. What is it?
It really is a revolution in affordable VNA technology.
Okay.
It's this tiny little device.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick one up for anywhere between $50 and $300 Canadian dollars.
Wow.
And it brings capabilities to the hands of hobbyists that were only really available to people with very deep pockets before.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of this.
I always thought that VNAs were just for analyzing antennas.
That's a common misconception.
Okay.
Now, while they're very good at analyzing antennas, they can do much more than that.
Okay.
You can use it to characterize filters,
mm-hmm.
transmission lines,
okay.
amplifiers, all kinds of things.
Okay, so now I'm really interested. How does this little thing work?
Okay, so what it does is it sends a signal down a transmission line and measures how much of that signal is reflected back and how much of the signal goes through.
Uh-huh.
And from that information, it calculates what are called S parameters.
Okay.
You can kind of think of it like this. If you throw a ball at a wall, some of it bounces back and some of it goes through.
Right.
The S parameters kind of tell you how much is bouncing back and how much is going through.
Gotcha.
And that describes the behavior of the device that you're testing.
Okay, so how do you calibrate this little thing?
The calibration process involves using a set of known standards. So a short circuit.
Yeah.
An open circuit.
Yeah.
A load. A through connection. And what's called an isolation measurement.
Got it.
And that sets a reference point for the nano VNA.
Okay. Any limitations with this device?
Well, the nano VNA's internal signal source only goes up to a fundamental frequency of 300 megahertz.
Okay.
And to get to higher frequencies, it uses harmonics of that fundamental frequency.
I see.
Now that can lead to some accuracy limitations above about 900 megahertz. However, newer models are being developed that will address that issue.
Okay, so not perfect.
Not perfect.
But still a lot of power for the price.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Don actually compare this head-to-head with like a higher-end VNA? Just to see how they measure up?
He did. He compared it to a Sitemaster S331L.
Yeah.
Which costs about 100 times more.
Ouch.
And the results were very interesting.
Okay.
At frequencies below 900 megahertz, the nano VNA performed very comparably.
Oh, wow.
Very close to the Sitemaster.
That's really impressive. It sounds like this nano VNA is a total game changer for the amateur radio hobbyist.
It really is.
Yeah.
And just like with SDRs, you can connect it to your PC for even more control and flexibility that gives you better calibration, better data processing,
yeah.
better visualization.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really quite powerful.
Sold. But what about those higher frequencies above 900 megahertz? Is there any way to kind of, you know, I don't know, cheat a little bit? Or is there any way to sort of push limits there a little bit with this thing?
Well, Don got creative. He actually used the nano VNA as a signal generator at 432.2 megahertz.
Oh, okay.
And then he measured its frequency stability with a GPSDO over a period of 5 days. And he even subjected it to temperature swings to see how it would hold up.
Oh, wow.
And the results were that it only varied by 20 hertz.
Wow.
Or 0.05 parts per million.
That's incredibly stable.
Very stable.
Right.
So it shows the potential of the Nano VNA to go beyond its initial design parameters.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he went on to compare its signal spectrum to a classic HP 8590A spectrum analyzer.
Okay.
And the results were a little unexpected.
Ooh, this is getting good.
Yeah.
But before we go down that rabbit hole, let's take a breather and kind of recap what we've learned so far. I think we've covered a lot of ground already.
We have.
But I'm really excited to see where we're going with this.
Yeah, me too.
So let's take a quick break and we'll be back in a sec.
Sounds good. So we've been talking about some really affordable and capable RF test equipment that's really changing the game for amateur radio.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what we can do these days without having to spend an arm and a leg.
Right, and one of the most exciting things is SDRs.
Right.
With some powerful software, like we talked about SatSajin.
Yeah.
You can really turn your computer into a high-quality spectrum analyzer and even a signal generator.
Yeah, and of course we can't forget about the GPSDO.
Right.
That little thing is a game changer.
It is.
For frequency accuracy, it's like having a tiny atomic clock.
Pretty much.
In your setup.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the Nano VNA.
Right.
Which I'm really excited to learn more about.
Yeah, that's a cool one.
It's making vector network analysis accessible to everyone.
It is.
Which is just amazing.
Yeah, it used to be something that was only available to, you know, really high-end labs and universities.
Right.
But now anybody can get their hands on one.
It's really amazing to see how these tools are being used for everything from basic testing to, you know, these advanced applications like we talked about with the ARL FMT contest.
Yep.
It really shows you just how accessible and capable this technology is becoming.
Yeah, you're not limited anymore.
So for the average amateur radio enthusiast, what does all this mean? What's the takeaway here?
It means you don't have to spend a fortune.
Right.
To get really good RF test equipment for your shack.
Right.
These alternatives are just incredibly good value.
Right.
And often, one piece of equipment can do the job of many.
So no more dust collecting gadgets.
That's it.
That only do one thing.
Right.
So I'm dying to hear about these surprising results that Don got when he compared the Nano VNA to that vintage HP 8590A spectrum analyzer.
Oh, yeah.
What happened there?
Well, he was using the Nano VNA as a signal generator.
Okay.
And comparing its output spectrum to the calibrated 300 millihertz signal from the HP 8590A.
Okay.
And he found some unexpected inconsistencies in the HP's output.
So the old reliable wasn't so reliable after all.
Well, it seems that maybe age and calibration drift might have been affecting the HP's performance.
Wow.
Now he's going to look into it further.
Okay.
But it does bring up a really important point.
Yeah.
Even the most expensive equipment needs proper calibration and maintenance to make sure that it's accurate.
That's a good reminder for all of us.
It is.
Don't just assume that your equipment is accurate, especially if it's older.
Right, especially if it's seen better days.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, okay, back to the Nano VNA.
Okay.
Don also used it to characterize a UHF resonant cavity filter.
He did.
I'm guessing this is sort of similar to using a spectrum analyzer with a tracking generator.
Yes.
But, you know, at a fraction of the cost.
Exactly.
Right, but we talked earlier about, you know, how the Nano VNA kind of relies on harmonics for those higher frequencies, and that can lead to some limitations.
It can.
So did he notice any of that when he was using it for this application?
He did. He actually found a few differences in the results compared to the Sitemaster S331L.
Okay.
When he was testing a 23 centimeter resonant cavity.
Okay.
That's 12,585 metahertz.
Okay, so there are still some trade-offs to consider when we're looking at, you know, affordability versus that ultimate performance.
For sure. But the good news is technology is always evolving.
Right.
Newer Nano VNA models are already addressing some of those limitations.
Oh, okay.
And that gap between affordable and high end is shrinking all the time.
Yeah, and I imagine prices are going to keep coming down as well.
Oh, absolutely.
So what's the bottom line here? Should we all just toss our old test equipment and run out and buy all this new stuff?
Not necessarily. It really depends on your needs, and your budget.
Right.
Don makes it clear that these alternatives may not have all the bells and whistles of, you know, those lab-grade instruments.
Right.
So it's really important to do your research.
Okay.
Compare the SMACs.
Yeah.
And figure out what works best for your particular testing requirements.
Don't just jump on the bandwagon.
Exactly.
You know, do your research and make sure that it's the right tool for the job.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, the main takeaway is that the landscape of RF test equipment is changing.
For sure.
Affordable and powerful options are now within reach.
Right.
And that's really giving hobbyists the power to explore new frontiers.
Yeah.
in RF experimentation and analysis.
It's a very exciting time to be in the hobby, that's for sure.
It is.
So I know you're really good at this.
Okay.
Connecting the dots and looking ahead.
Yeah.
So what would you say is the final thought-provoking insight for our listeners today?
Well, I think this rise of affordable and powerful RF test equipment really raises some intriguing questions.
Okay. Like what?
Like, how might this technology evolve in the future?
Right.
What new applications might we see as this equipment becomes even more affordable and even more capable?
Those are great questions.
And maybe even more importantly,
yeah,
how can the amateur radio community contribute to the development and refinement of these tools?
Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Because amateur radio operators are known for ingenuity and a love of experimentation.
For sure.
This could be a chance for us to really push the boundaries.
It could be.
Of what's possible with RF testing.
Exactly.
I'm feeling inspired to fire up my soldering iron and start tinkering.
Me too.
So before we wrap up, are there any resources or communities
sure.
that you would recommend for listeners who want to dive deeper into this topic?
Well, there's just a wealth of information online.
Right.
Just searching for things like SDR Nano VNA mm-hmm. or GPSDO
mm-hmm.
will turn up countless articles, tutorials, forum discussions.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing what people are sharing out there.
It really is.
And the projects that they're undertaking.
It's like a global workshop.
It is.
Where everyone is contributing their expertise and their ideas.
It's very cool.
I also imagine, you know, the manufacturers' websites like SDR Play.
Right.
Leo Bodnar.
Yes.
Are good places to start as well.
Absolutely.
For those who are just starting out.
They often have very detailed documentation and support resources.
Yeah, that can be really helpful.
Very helpful.
And then, of course, for those who like a more hands-on approach,
yeah.
you know, joining local amateur radio clubs
Absolutely.
Or online communities
yeah.
can be a fantastic way to really connect with others
yes.
who share that same passion.
For sure.
For amateur radio and for RF.
Nothing beats bouncing ideas off of fellow enthusiasts and learning from their experiences.
Yeah, it's all about that shared journey of discovery, isn't it?
It is.
So, folks, that wraps up our deep dive into affordable RF test equipment for amateur radio.
Yes.
We've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
From SDRs and GPSDOs to the incredible Nano VNA.
A lot of great information.
And the key takeaway here is that advanced RF testing is no longer out of reach.
That's the big one.
For the amateur radio operator.
It's not a pipe dream anymore.
With a little bit of research and a willingness to embrace these new technologies.
Right.
You can set up your shack with some really powerful tools that'll deepen your understanding of RF.
For sure.
And open up new avenues for experimentation. Who knows? Maybe you'll even contribute to the next big breakthrough.
You never know.
In RF testing technology.
That's right.
So thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll catch you next time.
See you later.
It's really amazing to think about all the possibilities that this opens up.
It is.
You know, especially with the amateur radio community kind of getting behind it.
Oh, yeah.
And pushing the boundaries even further.
I'm sure.
So speaking of pushing those boundaries and kind of diving in a little deeper, for those listeners out there that are ready to really embrace this world of affordable RF testing,
yeah.
what resources or communities would you recommend?
Well, I mean, the internet is just a treasure trove of information.
Oh, yeah.
A simple Google search for SDR Nano VNA or GPSDO will turn up just countless articles,
right?
tutorials, forum discussions.
Yeah.
It's amazing what people are sharing in the projects that they're working on.
It really is like a global workshop.
It is.
Where everyone is contributing their expertise.
Yeah.
I also imagine that the manufacturers' websites like SDR Play.
Right.
Leo Bodnar are good places to start as well.
Absolutely. They often have very detailed documentation
yeah.
and support resources that can be very helpful.
Really helpful for those just starting out. And
yeah.
for the folks out there who like to get their hands dirty a little more.
For sure.
Joining a local amateur radio club.
Absolutely.
Or online communities.
Yeah.
Can be a fantastic way to connect with others who share that same passion.
There's nothing quite like bouncing ideas off of fellow enthusiasts and learning from their experience.
It's all about that shared journey of discovery, isn't it?
It is.
Well, folks, that brings our deep dive into affordable RF test equipment for amateur radio to a close.
It does.
We've explored some really game-changing tools today, from SDRs and GPSDOs to that incredible Nano VNA.
Yeah, and the main takeaway, I think, is that advanced RF testing is no longer a distant dream for the amateur radio operator. With a little bit of research and a willingness to embrace these new technologies,
mm-hmm.
you can unlock a world of possibilities.
For sure.
Right in your own shack.
And maybe even contribute to the next generation of RF testing technology.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.
And we'll catch you next time for another exciting exploration into the world of amateur radio.
73.